Welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babe, welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from NoDietBabe.com. And welcome, welcome, welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm here to give you all the manifestation, law of attraction, mindset tips to help you manifest your dream body and life. And so typically, you know, I mean, when I think about manifesting a dream body, I don't exactly want to be slaving away, feeling restricted around food, feeling like I don't have a life, feeling deprived, you know? So the whole reason that I manifested this reality and I created this platform and this business is to help you manifest a reality where you can feel freedom but also have the body and life of your dreams. So because we are creating our own reality, and what I see constantly is people creating rules and limitations around how they need their weight loss to look, how they need to perform in order to get to the outcome. Now, as I've said in previous episodes, yes, there's a point where biology kicks in and there is the energy balance and equation, but at the same time, we can set limitations that go beyond that. It's like saying you can manifest money, but you have to work hard. It's like, yeah, there's work involved, like as in there's action involved. There's always action involved. But there's a difference between those that work really hard and don't make a lot of money and those that are doing their life's work, feeling passionate about it. It doesn't feel like work and they make money. And it's like that around food and weight as well. It's not any different, you guys. You can manifest a reality where, yeah, you're probably not eating a whole ton of large portions of junk food, like you're really good at portion control. But at the same time, it feels natural and easy to do that. And that's really what we want to get to the point, all of you at that point. So what a big part of that is learning how to trust your hunger. So we're going to talk about that today. And really what I want you to understand in terms of law of attraction and manifestation and how your subconscious beliefs become your reality is just to remember that if you've had a lot of dieting trauma, you're going to have a very strong core belief that you can't trust yourself around food. And I used to have this, and that's why I know that my peak times where I had the most struggle around my weight, I wasn't trusting myself around food. And that trust does take time to build. And you really, really need to remember what I like to call like PPR. It's like persistence, patience, and repetition, right? So these things you have to apply when it comes to learning to trust your hunger, because it's not an overnight thing. Nothing to do with what I teach is an overnight shift, especially because a lot of you are so, pretty much the whole world, I feel like they're so caught up in the dieting mentality. And it's not the diet per se that's the problem. It's this mentality. It's this perception that everybody has around their weight and how to control it. And it's the energy that we embody, and our relationship to food and our body. So pretty much when we talk about manifesting our beliefs, if our core belief is that we gain weight easily and that we can't trust ourselves, that we have to eliminate all junk food from our environment or else we'll gain weight, that we gain weight when we go out to eat in restaurants and that all restaurants serve crappy foods, then, you know, that's what we're going to bring into our reality. That's what we're going to have in our awareness. That's the foods we're going to crave, etc., etc. So it's just remembering that your inner beliefs do reflect what your brain filters in the environment and what the reality that you will experience. Okay. So what we want to get to the point, we want to get to this point where you just, it's easy to manage your weight because it's easy to manage your hunger, and it's easy to manage your hunger because you trust your hunger. Okay. So that's really what I guess I think is a bit of a struggle for people, is to struggle to, when they're struggling to know if they're hungry or if they're just in the mood or habit to eat, okay? So that's kind of what I've had people reach out to me about. And it's like, how do we know when we're actually hungry or not? And so I've got a question here where we've got a person who's finding themselves getting worked up and figuring out whether or not they're hungry, and then having a lot of resistance and guilt towards eating regardless of what they decide. And then there's that fear of, if you do just give in to every desire to eat, and then you're worried that you're overeating, and then if you don't eat at all, is that the dieting mentality? Like, are you being too restrictive? And so this is a really good question, and I can totally see where this, okay, so first of all, this situation comes from a core belief that we can't trust ourselves, okay? And it's true that sometimes we can't trust ourselves because our body has been, well, more so our brain has conditioned to have a relationship with food where it fulfills needs other than hunger. And then that's when we feel like we can't trust ourselves, because food is now there to serve a purpose. Like, it's whether it's like just you're in a habit of eating at certain times, you're in a habit of perhaps eating sweets after dinner, you're in a habit of eating every time you watch TV, you're in a habit of going to get a snack when you're bored, you're in a habit of whatever. Like, it's all because your brain has conditioned your hunger to override your body's hunger signals. So your body's hunger signals are pretty synced up for you to be at an ideal weight. I just, on a fundamental basic level, I don't believe that our bodies are designed to make us be like an undesirable weight, okay? Similar to how when people are able to attract money, they have a core belief that money is always flowing their way, that they're being taken care of, that the universe is supporting them, etc., etc. So I want you to think of in terms of that. When somebody is manifesting a reality where money is just coming to them and they're supported, that's due to that belief. So I want you to remember that I now have a belief that I don't believe that my body wants to be a non-ideal weight. I believe that my body wants to be a naturally slim weight, which is my desired weight. So whatever your desired weight is, or your desired situation, I want you to form a belief that that's normal and that's how your body wants to be. I want you to start normalizing it. The same way as people normalize wealth when they want to manifest money. It's the same kind of thing, okay? You have to start normalizing the fact that being at your desired weight is normal and easy. Because the more and more people start struggling with their weight, the more and more that becomes normal in your reality. And I want you to start brainwashing yourself to find examples of people who are just naturally slim or whatever it is that your desire is, because you also don't want to be obsessed with dieting and stuff. So it's like finding example of people who aren't obsessed like that, and letting that be your expansion, your expander. Okay, so pretty much like that's how you then step towards being like having trust with your hunger, because it's like, well, okay, if my body naturally wants to be like this, and the only problem is that I'm conditioned to want excess of food, then I can just practice listening to my genuine hunger and fullness, right? So that's the thing. Now, in terms of in my No Diet Babe Academy, I do kind of, there are aspects to this question that I kind of teach in that academy, because there's one thing that I had to do to overcome this, figuring out whether I'm hungry or not. And that was to set boundaries, right? So to set boundaries around how many meals per day I was eating. And this, if this starts to feel like dieting mentality, you have to realize that you're then not working with where you're at. Okay. So the way this feels is that you do have to push yourself out of your comfort zone, because when you're an emotional eater and you're turning to food, there is a part of you that doesn't want to feel discomfort, and then also sometimes finds discomfort in feeling hungry. So you'll know whether it's real hunger or not when you have an urgency to eat. So that urgency to eat is generally, even if you are actually hungry, that urgency is the energy of not feeling comfortable with your current situation. And therefore, even if you are genuinely hungry, you want to switch into an energy of patience. So where you have that urgency and then you start to eat with this urgency, right? You know that that energy that you're currently in is not a good energy. You want to tone that back. You want to go back down. And that just equals creating space between you and the meal, right? And by space, I mean you need to figure out how you can unwind without jumping into that eating as an urgency of, I need to feel better right now. That's how you know essentially if you're in the mood or habit to eat, by getting into the habit of creating that distance between you and the eating. So for me, I used to slow things down. So for example, I was the type of person that would shovel things in my mouth while I'm preparing the food. I had to set a boundary that I was no longer shoveling things into my mouth. When I ate, I sat down and I spent time, like I would give myself a moment between me and eating. I would look at my food. I would create space between me and eating. What does this do? It makes you be more grounded and aware. It brings you back to the moment, okay? That's how you're mindful when you come back to the moment. When we're in autopilot, we're often, our brain's off with the fairies and we eat mindlessly. Therefore, our body doesn't register that we're full. So one of those things is like you've got to get grounded and mindful when you're eating, right? But like I teach in the academy, like you, to overcome emotional eating, like you have to set boundaries, because depending on where you're at, and this is the thing, is like this is like manifestation, yeah, because there's not a specific, like there's not a specific pathway for everybody, because everybody's extremely different and your emotions have to be your guide, right? So you do have to experiment in some certain way to figure out Well, okay, if I'm gaining weight, then I'm likely overeating. So then you have to reestablish, right? And it's like, don't fear not eating, right? Because this particular question says, but if I don't eat, it has the dieting mentality energy. It's like, but why does it have the dieting mentality energy? You know what I mean? Like, in what way? And then assessing that, because it's like, if you don't eat, why is that a big deal? It's like, okay, so you've had your breakfast, right? And then let's say you've had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's dinner time. And then you're like, oh, I feel hungry. And it's like, okay, so what's the big deal right now if I fulfill this hunger or if I don't? You have two choices. You can, number one, fulfill the hunger and then realize afterwards that you did overeat. All you have to do is realize, okay, so let me just think to how I felt before I ate the meal and reassess whether or not I could have stopped sooner or not had the extra snack or whatever it was that you would like thinking about having, right? It's all about the energy and how you cope with this situation, because a lot of the time with our weight and with food, what we tend to do is have black or white thinking and we tend to over-dramatize. So that's what the actual issue is. It's the black and white thinking, like, oh my God, I've screwed up. It's like, I'm going to gain weight now, or like, I'm going to gain it and it's just going to keep gaining and I'm never going to lose weight. It's these like exaggerated dramatic situations that we create in our mind that then end up manifesting. So it's like, don't over dramatize it. Number one, don't have black and white thinking. Realize that there's a point in between where if you overeat slightly, it's not a big deal, and just go, okay, now I know for next time that wasn't actually helpful. That actually, I need to tone that down a bit because I felt too full afterwards, and I know that I'm currently gaining weight, so that's not really working for me. See how this is intuitive eating, you guys. This is intuitive eating, not the part of intuitive eating where you're just shoving food in your mouth going, I feel like this, I feel like that, I feel like this, but you're not connecting to your body whatsoever. Intuitive eating is connecting to your body. It's saying, okay, how do I feel after this? How's my body responding? Do I have gut issues after I have that particular food? Do I start gaining weight when I do that? What's going on? You know what I mean? That's being intuitive. It's connecting with yourself, and giving you your roadmap. That's giving you your insight into what you're doing. It's like, how do you know if you're overeating? Well, number one, you start to gain weight. You start gaining weight. Like, number two, it's like you feel it. You start connecting to your body and you feel that you've overeaten. It starts to feel uncomfortable. Now, this is harder for those of you that are really, really disconnected from your body like I used to be, because overeating, wow, I just felt like a bottomless pit. So I really had to gauge that when I consistently gave in to all of my food desires, I would gain weight. And that was still me recalibrating my subconscious beliefs as well, because I had that belief, like I said, that I couldn't trust my body. So that was also manifesting because I believed that I had to restrict myself. So until my subconscious beliefs reached a tipping point where I was like, yeah, no, I can lose weight and eat what I want, it was like it wouldn't work. Like, I'd gain weight when I ate what I wanted because my subconscious beliefs hadn't caught up. And I noticed that with other women too, that sometimes like when they let go of the dieting rules, they like gain a bit of weight because of the subconscious belief that they have to restrict themselves in order to lose weight. And it's like, no, it's just a matter of like your subconscious beliefs reaching a tipping point. And then I find that somehow like your actions or whatever you're doing somehow just match with what the outcome that you want. So pretty much with this question, it's like there's so many different ways to look at it, because it's like, well, first of all, you want to be intuitive about it. Like, what's the outcome you're wanting and what's the outcome you're currently getting? And then just be quite practical and not dramatic about it. And like just looking at the situation from a bird's eye view and going, okay, so am I currently gaining or losing when I'm doing this? And am I feeling comfortable or uncomfortable after I eat? Am I eating because of urgency, right? And then if you think to yourself, yeah, maybe I am overeating, don't try to go from overeating to losing weight or whatever. Like, go from overeating to toning it down a little bit. Just go, oh, next time I could eat slightly less at that meal. You know, like, let's just say you ate a whole pizza, but you were full after three quarters. You know what I mean? And it's like, or you, like, for example, you wanted to eat, you ended up eating half a pizza, but you were full, like, after two slices, like, politely full after two slices. And then you could be like, okay, next time I know I'll have only that many slices. And it's like, It's like a bowl of pasta. It's like you're full after three quarters, but you feel like you should eat it all because you don't want to waste it. And then you feel guilty and full afterwards. It's like, okay, so then make sure you're mindful. Take breaks. Put your knife and fork down and take a rest, you know, and see if you're full or not. And it's like, don't let it be dramatic. Don't let it be so dramatic. Look at the situation. Look at what's happening and be experimental. Like, you don't have to get it right straight away. And the reason why you're so worried is because you're so attached to your weight. You're so attached to how your weight needs to be. And you're so dramatic about how important it is for you to lose weight and how important it is for the scales to start going down, or so important that you don't gain weight. And there's a part of you that's just going to have to let that go and just surrender. Because if you're going to trust your body, you're going to have to surrender. And when you start gaining weight, if that happens, just go, okay, so clearly I'm eating when I'm not genuinely hungry. That's a surefire way to know, right? Because if you're gaining weight and you have, like, coming back to that belief that your body wants you to be able to have your goals and desires, just go, okay, so then if my body truly, I can trust my hunger, then I'm not actually hungry. I have to figure out how to give myself what I need. And that's honestly how eventually you're going to be able to manifest weight loss, because that way it's like you're forming these new beliefs that you get to be the weight you want and you get to trust your hunger. And then can you see how that ends up happening? Because you're really just experimenting and playing with it in this way, where it's like, okay, so let me be intuitive about it. Let me do this, see what happens, and then realize that if that doesn't work, I just have to change what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So it's like, how do I know? Like, because how do you know? How do you know if you're hungry or not? It's like, you have to either feel it or see what happens. Because if you have a really real disconnection with your body, you won't really know what genuine hunger feels like. So in the beginning, it's like you're going to have to just see what's happening in terms of whether or not you're gaining weight, or like you're stabilizing, you're gaining weight, etc. So it's like hungry or not. And it's also the other thing, it's like, here's another thing which is, I guess, an easy way. It's like, if you're wondering if you're hungry or not, you're usually not hungry, because genuine hunger is really obvious. You feel like your stomach will be grumbling. And typically people don't get to this point because they eat so frequently and they eat so much. You'll know when you're hungry because you get like a hunger pang, yeah? And for somebody that's maybe eating so frequently, they maybe never even experienced the feeling of hunger ever. I was like that. I never ever experienced hunger because I was always eating. I was always stuffing my mouth somehow. And because I was eating healthy, I always justified it. And then my weight would gain. I would gain weight even though I was eating healthy. And it's like, okay, so actually, if you're wondering if you're hungry or not, a lot of the time, you're not actually hungry. But at the same time, it's like you don't have to torture yourself if that's not where you're at. If you're not there yet and it feels like torture and it feels like resistance, it's usually because you're focusing too much on food. You are way too focused on food and you need to take the focus off food and start creating a life where you're kind of like, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, yeah, I'm hungry. Let's have some food. You know what I mean? You're fulfilled in other areas of life, so you're not having so much resistance and guilt around every single food thought that comes up. So, yeah, if you're getting worked up, you're feeling resistance and guilt, it's usually a sign that you're not in alignment just yet. You're still focusing a lot on food and weight. You've got a lot of food thoughts like going around in your head, and then that's why you feel like you can't trust your hunger, because all you think about is food and weight, right? So that's where you have to start creating a life outside that, and then you'll notice that you don't have as many food thoughts and cravings and triggers to eat. And then you won't feel that guilt and wondering if you're overeating. You will just nail it. You will just start to nail it. You will start to, because when your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs align with the outcome, it will just be easy. It will just start happening. So that essentially is how you start to trust your hunger. It's this gradual process, you guys. It's a gradual process. You have to like experiment with it and realize that your brain is also going to align with your subconscious beliefs. So when you keep reaffirming to yourself and you keep believing that you can trust your hunger, eventually you will manifest being able to trust your hunger. That's not the only limiting belief that you need to work on. Like, obviously, there's a whole ton of stuff. Just like when you're trying to manifest money, there's not just one thing you work on. It's multiple things that you need to work on, and they all piece together for you to change your reality. And it's like that with relationships too. Like, it's a very individual thing. You've got to identify what it is in your mindset that's sabotaging you from the outcome. And that's all you want to remember, is that it's a brain thing. Don't let your brain start making it about everything else. If you truly want to manifest weight loss and you truly want to manifest a situation where you don't have to worry about dieting and stuff like that, you do want to think of it this way. You do want to think, I create my own reality and all I need to do is focus on my mindset. You do want to keep it simple, and like, you do want to kind of say to yourself, weight loss is easy. It's just a calorie deficit, and focus on that. Anyway, you guys, I hope that was helpful in helping you become more trusting of your body, trusting of your hunger. And hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I love you guys. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.